Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I think I'm now over jet lag. It's been, almost a week and a half. I probably got another day or two before I'm officially over the jet lag from our adventure in Fiji. According to Nick there from Divers Alert Network, the medical officer from Divers Alert Network from last week's show, he said it takes a day for every hour you throw your body clock off. And we threw it off about 18 hours, I believe. Or am I wrong there, Single Scott? He's in the studio with us today. Is it, was it 18 hour time difference from Florida?
I think it is. I think,
I'm going to go.
And a day.
Well, yeah, something.
You lose
like that.
A day, so there's 24.
It's lots of time. And it basically gives you more or less 2 weeks to, recover or use this as an excuse of like, this is why the show stinks. It's because I have jet lag. I can use that excuse today too.
I've been using it for weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's a good thing. I mean, I actually have an excuse for once with how Scuba Radio sounds today. And I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking to it. Now we have a lot of stuff to cover today. Single Scott is in the studio today. First time since our Fiji adventure. So we're going to obviously reflect on some of our adventures in the Fijian Islands and what we did after. Like I mentioned last week about the Magic Castle, and I just kind of talked about it briefly last week on the show. However, we are going to delve into that a little deeper today. Plus, I didn't forget my brain fork for Bill, my
That's
souvenir
nice.
That I brought back from Fiji.
But you brought me no brains.
Excuse me?
There's what? Nothing for me to eat. I've got a brain fork.
Whoa. What do you think Single Scott's here for? As
Good
we
point.
Outlined Uh-oh. On the show last week and during our two broadcasts from Fiji, out of our four-person group, Single Scott was always the first person that every Fijian said they'd eat first out of our little crew, our production crew. So I brought him into the studio today just for you, Bill.
How nice.
And here's
My
your
mouth
brain
is
fork.
Watering.
And at some time during the show, feel free to sample Scott's brains.
I don't think I have any brains left, but okay. I'm willing to donate whatever I have.
Fijians just like things pickled.
Yeah, exactly. And Scott, you're talking about brain cells.
Oh, okay.
You still have a brain, just maybe not as many cells, and I'm right there with you. All right, so we got that to look forward to today, and a lot of special surprises. Our friends down at Mel Fisher's there in Key West. Sean Fisher's going to check in with us. I think they just had their big investor week. Isn't that in May?
Yeah, right when I was in Fiji.
Yeah, when we were in Fiji, they were having all the Mel Fisher investor group together divvying up treasure, sunken treasure from the wreck of the Atosha and a couple other sites that they salvaged down there off the coast of Key West. So we're going to get a firsthand report on that. But first, our friends in the Bahamas, BahamasDiving.com, their new booking engine is in full effect. You can book everything soup to nuts on your next Bahamas diving adventure. They got a big event happening here the first week of July or right after the July 4th holiday. They celebrate the Bahamian independence. I believe that's right. And Brendel from Brendel's Dive Center in Abaco is on Scuba Radio, or Green Turtle Key, I should say, there in the Abaco area. Right, Brendel? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine here, Greg. How are you doing, bud? Nice to hear from you.
Yes, it's always good to hear your voice as well, my friend. I'm surprised you're not out diving right now. You're just probably in between dives, I'm guessing, right?
You guess right. We just got back from diving, had spectacular dives this morning, lots of turtles and groupers and all kinds of goodies. Actually, right now, we are sponsoring our second annual Lionfish Derby.
Oh, is that that's going on this weekend,
yeah,
is it?
Brendel's Dive Center, Green Turtle Club, and Reef is our sponsors. And boats are now coming in with Lionfish, so I have to go in and help with the counting here in a minute. But we have got a lot of good stuff going on.
Excellent. Yeah, that Lionfish Derby going on this weekend. And now, are you helping with the counting or the filleting and grilling? Because I know you are a basically a 4-star or 5-star Bahamian chef when it comes to taking some of those sea critters and turning them into just an amazing seafood feast. Are you doing that with the lionfish too, Brendel, or what?
Yes, we are. This afternoon, as you speak, people are there filleting them now, and we are going to have some tasty, tasty grill and sashimi and sushi. It's going to be bacon broiled, it'll be fried, you name it. We're cooking lionfish any way you can imagine, and it is good stuff. We hope everybody gets involved with this in this effort to slow these babies down. But, we're doing fine here, Greg. You know, the usual going on, the diving, adventures, and everything else. And like you say, that Bahama.com, man, it's on the ride right now. Things are going well with that.
Yeah, BahamasDiving.com, you can book everything. Airfare, companion airfare is available. There's all kinds of dive packages, whether you want to dive with Brendel there at Green Turtle Key or maybe do a little island hop amongst some of the islands and that kind of thing. And Brendel's whispering to people, too, right now. Why? What's going on there, Brendel? Are they mad at you?
Well, he says, let me keep my pants on.
Wants me to get out there to take photos, and I'm like, hey, I got my buddy Greg online. I can't leave now. You know, this is very, very important. This is Scuba Radio, and I know the half of the world is listening to us. They need to know that we're here, and if they want to find us, just go to www.brendel.com or www.divebahamas.com, and they're going to find us there. Lots and lots of great stuff. That new engine is really working out well.
Yes, excellent. Now, and Brendel, before I let you go, because I know you are a popular guy there at Green Turtle Key, what about this Bahamian Independence? Is that the week after July 4th that you guys throw a big throwdown over there, or what?
Well, during that whole week, from the 4th through the 10th, our independence on the 10th, yours is the 4th, and during that whole week, we have Regatta Week in Abaco, and they have the Cheeseburger in Paradise Party on the 4th, which is a big, big slam down, man. Everybody should get down here and check that out.
Excellent, excellent. Well, once again, you can book that at BahamasDiving.com, or just go right to Brendel's website, Brendel.com. For more information. And Brendel, I'll let you get back to it because I know you're really busy. Count those lionfish, grill them up, and send me your recipe, buddy. I want to know how to cook these lionfish. I've heard they are good eating.
If you had a hogfish, you would have had a piece of a lionfish. It is delicious. Nice, light, white meat. And Greg, yes, I will put a recipe together for you. Actually, I am in process right now of making my own marinade, and we're going to be bottling that. So you're going to see that soon on Brendel at Brendel.com. So you guys stay tuned, and good to hear from you, buddy. It's always nice to hear from you. Hopefully we'll see you at the show. I don't know that I can make it because it's a really bad time. I'm so busy at Thanksgiving. But the wife will be there, and hopefully you guys will get to have a nice chat.
Yeah, and Dima in Las Vegas. We'll get out over there to the Bahamas before then, my friend. I'll come over, and we'll do something for sure. All right?
This would be nice. It would be nice to have you down. Please let us know when you're ready to come. I'm going to have you set up with a good place to sleep, you know, the beach, a nice tent, and lots of good diving.
I love it. All right, Brendel, take care, buddy.
All right, man. You take care, Greg, and thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Sorry time is so short, but, yeah, we got to roll. And say hi to the gang.
You got it. Will do. All right. Well, see, that's how me and Brendel are so tight. He just offered me a lounge chair on his beach as a place to stay. I think he was going to throw in a mosquito net, which...
That was nice. But I think on the beach, it's probably okay.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
it's a little breezy.
When you go hang out with Brendel, trust me, that's where you usually end up at night anyway.
Yeah, you're gonna be
passed
there.
Out on a lounge chair on the beach at Green Turtle Key after a fun night, after the day of diving is done. Brendel, you know, takes you under his wing and really shows you a great time. He is one of the coolest people in the dive industry, not just the Bahamas. And if you've never been over there to dive Green Turtle Key, you really have been missing out because it has great diving. And once again, just hanging out with Brendel is a treat. And he's talking about his marinade. I'm not kidding. Brendel is like a 4 or 5 star chef when it comes to just grilling and fixing up seafood. He's the one, Bill. We talked about many years ago. We went out and we did the conch salad thing in between dives.
Right.
Man, he knows. And you think this thing looks disgusting. And he fix it up and chops this thing up in a matter of minutes and mixes in all these spices and this special concoction that he has created, a special sauce, whatever you want to call it. And it just is amazing what comes out. And it tastes like little pieces of lobster and tender, too. And you don't expect that from conch. Conch's usually kind of chewy and
a little tough,
can be tough if you don't know what you're doing. But, man, Brendel, he knows his stuff. So when he's saying he's starting to bottle his own sauce, that's going to be something to watch for sure. Once again, BahamasDiving.com. Go there and book places like Green Turtle Key in the Bahamas, as well as all the other islands that you can do. You can do a little island hop thing, that kind of thing. Like I said, they got this companion airfare they're offering still, I believe. They got Bahamian Independence Day. They always got something going on. So it's a good place to look when you're planning your next dive adventure. Now, as I said, Single Scott in the studio with me and Bill today, because we're going to reflect a little bit on our Fijian dive adventure. You know, and it's kind of like when we went to Fiji, and we had this one scene at this resort that we went to on Taviuni, and I got to say, oh, it was Paradise. The place was called Paradise, so the sign you get there says, "Welcome to Paradise." We get there, and it just rained. There's a rainbow, literally ending there at the resort.
A huge rainbow.
Yeah. So it was like, that was like the one end you have the pot of gold, and at this end you have
Paradise.
Exactly. That's where, I mean, I don't know how else to describe it, but it was just like, this is what it looks like at the end of the rainbow, I guess. Does that help describe this to you, Bill?
Not at all.
Not at all.
I'm assuming that it was tropical and lush.
Palm trees, yes.
All right, maybe I need some help. Mermaid Tony is down in the Keys. She's been diving this morning. We're going to check in with her, and she was there too. And she was diving in the Keys, so now she's had an opportunity to kind of decompress after her Fiji adventure and kind of reconnect with her local roots, diving a couple of wrecks in the Keys. So maybe that'll give her a better perspective than me just describing, hey, it's a place that's at the end of the rainbow.
Nice.
Will that help? Will that make it better for you?
No.
I'm doing
three
this
of you
basically
chums
just
together,
to rub it in.
Chatting about your adventures.
We were in Fiji and you were not.
In Fiji,
yes.
The land of paradise.
Right.
Yeah, it took me to Cayman. You know what's in Cayman? Hell.
Oh, yeah, good point.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there, because I hear it fills up really quick.
Do you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica, Hawaii.
Maybe this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like, that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and you know the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good.
Right.
I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
Yeah.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. Also, single Scott in the studio today. Now, Scott and myself, a bit hungover from our adventure in Fiji.
That was like a month ago.
No, that was like a week and a half ago. 2 weeks, maybe tops. And it takes at least that, if not more, to recover from jet lag and or the hangovers.
I'm hungover from last night. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, okay, you're more used to it. So Mermaid Tony is as well, and she's down in the Keys. She was on this adventure. She actually went diving to kind of, I don't know, get over her Fiji blues. Is there such a feeling, Tony, or what?
There is absolutely a feeling of Fiji blues. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, you do. Other people don't.
Yes, exactly. Bill has Fiji blues.
Yeah.
You never get to go.
Oh, I've got greens. I've got the greens, baby.
What?
It's an envy thing.
Oh, okay. It's an envy thing. I got it. All right.
It's the green-eyed beast.
So
maybe you should read some Shakespeare instead of getting on planes and flying all over God's creation.
Yeah, well, maybe. But let's not forget the focus of this show is where I travel to these exotic, beautiful locations and rub it into everybody listening and make them feel bad about themselves that they're not me. That's really.
Yeah. And you do it very well, Greg.
Thank you.
He makes a strong argument.
Now I described one of these places so picturesque. It was like the end of the rainbow. Tony, that wasn't doing it for Bill. How would you describe some of the places we went to in Fiji?
Oh, my gosh. It's like a dream. It really is. Because the place that we went to, the paradise in Taviani, there were so many rainbows. Every morning there was a rainbow every single time you would wake up. So it really is like finding the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Don't think these places exist.
Well, here's the truth. I want you to see if maybe you can do a better job than Angela did. Angela sent me a message on Facebook. Because I said, well, what was it like? And she said, imagine the nicest place you've ever been, Bill. And it's three times better. That's what she said.
Three times?
Oh,
really?
She said, it's three times better than the nicest place that Greg has ever let me go.
All right. Well, you know, I don't know if it's three times better, but you get to go to the Turks and Caicos with us at the end of July.
I'm looking forward to that. And just me. Not single Scott.
Tony's going.
Oh,
Tony's
going
to be there.
Oh. Yeah.
She's never been. She's never been to the Turks and Caicos, and he's really bumming after seeing the new pictures we just posted at the scubaradio.com website. Tony,
well, and here's why
you and Angela
are
doing the mermaid thing.
I'm bumming because I really thought there was a chance I was going to be the best looking one in tail, and apparently I will not. Apparently there's.
Is
less
part
than
of
no chance.
Hey, don't sell yourself short there, young man.
Well.
Did I just say that out loud,
I
really?
I think you did.
Holy crap,
I think
what's
you
wrong
did.
With me?
Here's the thing. I don't really fill out the top as well. I just don't. And Tony, I'm not being offensive in any way. I fill it out some, but I don't fill it out as well as you do.
Hey, those man boobs are easily a B cup.
I think she's got me beat.
Oh, brother.
Is that part of the deal, Bill? You have to wear a tail?
Wait, what?
say that again, Tony. What did you just say?
My man boobs are better than his man boobs?
No, no.
Is that what we're saying here? Is that what we're talking about?
No, I don't think so. If we are, we're going to need we're going to need help, for sure.
You know, Greg's been known to overlook a mild detail or two, and I know a lot of guys named Tony. Has he overlooked something, Tony?
Don't wet my feet. I told you that in confidence.
Oh, well.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
You know what? If there's any problem with any of that, if anyone thinks I've made a mistake, just go to scubaradio.com, look at the new Fiji mermaid pictures, and make your own.
Don't click on the crying game link. That's right above the pictures. Click on the pictures.
No, just stop it. All right. So, Tony, you're getting over your Fiji blues by going diving, right? You went diving down there in the Keys this morning, right?
I went on a fun dive.
A fun dive. She's a dive instructor. She works usually, but she got on a fun dive. I think she did the bib in the Spiegel Grove. We'll get a first-hand report about her diving down there in the Keys next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving near rainbows and everywhere where Bill can't go.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba Radio. dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Okay, Mermaid Tony. She also has another job other than being a scuba radio mermaid, believe it or not.
What a life.
Yeah. She's a dive instructor. Pretty much runs the whole operation down there at this Florida Keys Dive Center in Tavernier, Florida, right? Tony, you pretty much own the place, right?
Yeah, that's a generous statement.
Yes.
But not she's, so much.
But she's off today, and she did some fun diving this morning to get her mind off Fiji. And did the bib, is that right? The wreck of the bib?
Correct.
All right, and so tell me, I don't think I've ever actually dove the bib.
Dwayne and the bib.
I think I've done the Dwayne. I don't think I've done the bib. The bib a little deeper than the Dwayne, or is it vice versa?
Yep, the bib is the sister ship to the Dwayne, so they're completely identical, only the bib is on its side and a little bit deeper.
Okay, I haven't done that one then. So it's on its side, and what kind of conditions, and what did you see today?
Oh, man, it was awesome. We probably had about 60 feet of iz, but there was really not much current at all, which is pretty rare. We were supposed to dive the Dwayne, but there were some fishing boats that wouldn't get off the mooring ball. Mm-hmm. So we hopped on over to the bib. It was spectacular. It was wonderful.
Nice. So a nice little...
I saw everything. It was Goliath groupers, huge Goliath groupers, everything.
Schools of Barracuda, don't they frequent the wrecks, those two wrecks, pretty much down there?
Or what? There weren't a whole lot of them on there today.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm sure it's a seasonal kind of
thing. Yeah, I played a lot inside and swim through. So
yeah. So you did that wreck and got some bottom time, and then you guys went to the Spiegel Grove. So what was this, like Wreck Mania Day down there in Tavernier or what?
It was actually day one of our heavy metal tour.
Heavy metal tour. Nice.
Heavy metal. So Dwayne Spiegel today, and then tomorrow was supposed to be the Bib and Eagle. But
excellent.
Flipped it up a little bit.
So what happened on the Spiegel? Great viz, what? Same kind of thing?
Same kind of thing. Able to do pretty much a free descent, not much current. This is still about 60 feet, and once again, spent most of my time indoors because I don't have students, so I can go play, which is really rare to just get to go through all the swim-throughs and all the different cabins and hang out and have fun.
Yes.
It's really good.
So this morning of diving, I'm guessing getting over the Fiji Blues, is it kind of like a 12-step program? Where you have to take like one dive equals every step to get over there. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll take a break and find out. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's ocean madness, all right. Sailors call it aqua dementia. The deep down crazies, the wet willies, the screaming moist.
You're an ocean, settle down, what's the commotion? I'm an island, but you're an ocean. It's a stormy sea of love and emotion. You got me suspended motionless in time.
All right, so Mermaid Tony's down in the Florida Keys. She's going through, kind of like a Fijian 12-step program to get over the Fijian blues after being there with our as part of our crew, spending 2 weeks in Fiji. And I'm guessing you've at least made a step in the right direction, right, Tony?
Is it supposed to feel like it? Because I just want to be back in Fiji, honestly.
Okay, so it isn't working at all. The 12-step program is basically a bunch of bunk. Yeah, the only way to get over it is to go back to Fiji, is what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. We have a long way to go, though. If what you said last week was right, that it's a day per every hour. So it's going to be about 18 days to get over the Fiji hangover.
That's like next year. It's with the time difference and stuff.
I know.
It's
a problem.
Wacky. Yeah, actually, we'll probably go back to Fiji before we get over our jet lag, Bill, just to make you feel even worse. Because I'm talking to him about going back in maybe September, October time frame. So right about then is when we'll probably be getting over this whole jet lag thing. But
nice,
yeah, it was a great adventure. And one of the things, before I let you go, Tony, and Scott's here too, is we got to talk about some of the stuff that we did there in California on our trek back home to Florida. And, John there, Dive Tabiuni, hooked us up at the Magic Castle. What did you think about that, Tony?
The Magic Castle was amazing. To use my old word, it was awesome. It's like Hogwarts for adults.
Yeah,
I described it, and it's true.
It's like Hogwarts for adults. You know, Universal just opened up their Harry Potter thing. But I'm telling you, Bill, the Magic Castle is like magic. It's really magical.
Wow, they should have come up with a name that was a little bit more explanatory.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we wouldn't be surprised.
No, but you have to know somebody to get in this place.
Mm-hmm.
And John,
I know
there
people.
At Dive Tavern.
I know people.
Hooked us up.
You gotta know the right people.
Gotta know the right people.
I only know Greg.
And you gotta know the secret password to get in.
Yes.
So take your money.
What is
but
it?
If you don't say the right word, they won't let you in to see the magic.
What is that secret password?
Kadabra.
Greg, are we allowed to say that?
Heck yeah,
so.
Come on. Nobody listens to this show. Come on. Now, what is it?
I think it was Open Sesame.
Yeah, see?
I feel like I should have whispered that.
And the bookcase opens up, and then you go in.
Right, but anybody listening right now, you didn't hear it from us, because
they'll
hunt us
down. They still have to pull the correct book. We won't tell them which book it was they had to pull to get in.
Okay, yeah. Is that what happened when I tried it? Because it didn't work when I said it.
It didn't like me at first either.
Yeah, I don't know. You gotta look at it the right way. I don't know, there's some kind of trick to it. But hey, it's magic. What do you want? And, you
it
know,
Weiland...
We had dinner with Weiland out there at his gallery there in Laguna Beach. That was fun. And then, of course, our buddy Bob Evans hooked me up with a Wacker spoon. And if that weren't enough...
And it's not. And I would like to point out
that?
For the record, I received a Wacker spoon before Greg received a Wacker spoon. And it is in the course of the, 75 years we've been doing this program, it's the first time I've gotten something before Greg. So... I will cherish that Wacker spoon even more.
Well, evidently, Bob Evans from Force Fins looked at you and said, his meat obviously needs whacked before Greg's. So he hooked you up first.
I think he's onto something.
And, yeah. You know, what are you going to do?
Maybe you realized I was more of a cook.
Yeah, well, that's what it's for. What were you thinking?
Well, I'm just saying. I believe I'm more of a cook than you are.
Yeah, okay, if you say so.
You think cooking is magic.
Well, of course it is. It is. The microwaves are magic.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Dominica. You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the nature island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. the way the world learns to dive.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles in just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 187. With apologies to Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett?
Please refrain from calling biologists who are researching the preservation of coral reefs as reefers. They really hate that.
Nobody likes Jimmy Buffett except for frat boys and alcoholic chicks from the South!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And here in the studio, we have Nick Bird, the Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
Fantastic, Greg. How are you?
Well, it's complicated.
What's complicated?
Everything. Life, the world, dive safety.
Dive safety. Dive safety isn't complicated.
Sure it is. There's tons to think about.
Well, I guess there is always more to learn about everything, but I think the essentials in dive safety pretty much boil down to a few simple things.
Taking it back to basics, I like it. Think you can make it even easier by doing like a top 10 list?
I think we can. Let's do it.
All right. Hit me!
All right. Number one, be healthy. I think good health is a huge factor in safe diving. So general fitness and getting regular checkups and calling Dan or your doctor if you have any questions is really a key way to start.
All right, number two.
Know your limits. This sounds so simple, but know your limits and stay within them. Try not to be pushed, bullied, and don't go beyond your comfort zone.
Number three.
Continue your education. I think, as I said before, always expanding your horizons, increasing your knowledge, and keeping your skills sharp is really a key way to manage problems if and when they do arise.
Not to mention learning more diving skills is just plain fun. Number four?
And once you get those skills, don't let them fall off the cart. Keep them sharp. Keep practicing on a regular basis, and if it's been a while, don't be afraid to get a refresher course and sharpen up those skills and dust off the cobwebs.
Halfway there. Number five?
Take care of your gear, and your gear will take care of you. I think that says it all, but it's important to not only do that, but have your gear serviced regularly and check it thoroughly before you get in the water.
Number six.
Plan your dive and dive your plan. It's a great idea to research and know the site that you'll be diving and plan accordingly. It's good to really make sure that if there's any special gear considerations that you need, you take care of them. If there are any special skills, you learn them. And it's great to have an emergency fallback plan in the event that something bad happens.
Lucky number seven.
I suppose coming from the Divers Alert Network, it's easy to say dive conservatively. Stick to both your plan and your limits. And start with your deepest dive first. Always make sure that you remember to monitor your air consumption rates, how much air you've got in your tank, and return to the boat with at least 300 to 500 PSI. Remember, too, to ascend slowly, and be sure to complete a safety stop with every dive. If you have any doubts about any element of your dive, don't do it.
We're coming down to the home stretch. Number eight.
Remember that you're a visitor. Respect the underwater environment and the critters who live there.
Number nine.
Be aware of your surroundings and how you're feeling and where you are in your dive. Be aware of everything going on with you and around you at all times.
And number 10.
Number 10. Remember that diving is supposed to be fun. If any part of it isn't working for you, just don't do it. If you have any doubts about your ability to complete a dive safely, don't do it. It's always okay to call a dive.
Dang, that was simple.
I told you. What would you like to tackle next? Politics? Religion?
How about deciding the world's best dive?
Now that is complicated.
Dive safety is a source of endless conversation. But if you go back to basics, you've got some good rules of thumb. So before things get complicated, take a minute to make sure you've got the simple safety stuff in place.
Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Yes. I'm Nick. He sounds quite good. He's our new voice for Dan, for the Dan Good Diving Safety Tips. He was in the studio last week, and we thank him for it. Looking back here, Bill told me something there during the commercial break that Mermaid Tony, just to show how professional she is as a dive instructor and a scuba radio mermaid, that while we were talking to her on the phone in the Florida Keys, she was hanging out at a bar with her dive buddies.
Right after the dive.
And while we were talking to her, and she's like trying to inform us about the diving she had this morning, what do her dive buddies do? What all dive buddies normally do, moon you.
Exactly.
While you're on
right.
the radio, and she did that and maintained a level of professionalism.
Which is
that
why
we're
so disappointed. We're disappointed.
Are we? No, I was impressed
if
that she was
we
able
were
to
CNN,
maintain.
If
that,
we were CNN, we'd be glad for this level of professionalism. But here on this radio, that's the sort of thing where you're giving your report and you're saying, you know, the visibility was about 60 feet. We saw some groupers. What the heck?
Like, Craig, I just got moaned. You should see this. Yeah, you got a good point.
What are you people doing with the butts hanging out and the no pants and the... That's exactly what we would expect.
That's what we would do.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Now, you'd think she'd have taken a picture and posted it on her blog.
Good point. See, Scott knows.
Well,
he knows the protocol.
As a professional, though, she knew she was on her phone, so couldn't also take a photograph while talking.
Oh.
No, you can do that. You put it on self-timer. I've done it.
I'm sure she can, but I think it takes away from
she's
your
good at multitasking. She's told me
that. Well, maybe they could recreate it, and she could take a picture and post it.
It wouldn't be the same.
No, it would be. That would work.
What
It'd
if
be
she
fine.
Went around one at a time and just dropped her camera down the pants of the individuals involved?
Let's not get crazy.
Together in Photoshop.
This is what divers do on their surface interval, if you haven't figured it out already. At least some of the ones we've hung out with.
Well... Interval, because then you'd be diving again. You can't drink and
with
dive.
With the exception of here in the studio, hardly anyone ever sees my backside.
Well thank you for that.
Let's say no one does. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's your choice whether or not you want to look over here.
Mm-hmm.
Your choice entirely.
Yeah.
You've been warned.
Well, this is why you didn't go to Fiji, Bill. You're proving a point right now, and you don't even realize it. and see, at the Magic Castle, you've been immediately thrown out for that type of behavior.
Now, they even had signs.
No nudity?
No mooning.
No mooning.
No, I don't.
It said elegant. We had to rent tuxes.
Yeah, we did, actually.
Really?
It was elegant
fancy,
attire
fancy
required.
Well, I probably would have traveled with my tuxedo then.
To Fiji? Oh, that would have been good.
I bought a tuxedo.
You did?
Well, when we got married... We had three ceremonies. We had the one where I actually got married, and then we immediately left on a cruise ship. We essentially eloped. There were five people at my wedding.
Right.
Then we had a reception when we got back here in Florida, and we had one in Massachusetts, so I needed a tuxedo three times, and so I bought one instead.
Well, I'll keep that in mind next time I don't take you on a trip to L.A. or Fiji.
Excellent. And if you need anybody to work as a doorman, I've got a tuxedo.
Okay, that's good to know.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest.
That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Release the sharks! Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil, it's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, one more thing I want to mention about this Magic Castle place. You know, this is in Hollywood, Florida, or Hollywood, Florida, Hollywood, California. It's a very exclusive club. It's kind of like the Friar.
It's
club
not that exclusive.
Magicians. It is.
No, it's not.
What do you mean?
They let you in.
No, well, it's they let me
a
in.
A measure of exclusivity is if Greg can't get in,
well, they didn't know us.
Yeah, they didn't know who I was.
And I don't think they'll let him back in, so.
Yeah.
That's how exclusive.
It's reasonably exclusive.
Yeah. It's a step below the Playboy Mansion.
A truly exclusive place would have found out who
Small
you were first.
Step below the Playboy Mansion.
Gotcha.
And once again, John at Dive Taviuni, he belonged to this club and was the one who vouched for us and got us in. So we had a big time. You go there, you have a real nice dinner. And I'm telling you about this because if you're listening and you're going to Fiji and you have to come back to Florida or someplace on the East Coast, it's always good to hang out in California for a day to kind of, you know, adjust the body clock just slightly before you take the next run, you know, back to New York or back to Florida, whatever the case may be.
One of the other things you could do is not be a wuss.
Or you can enjoy some of the sights there in California.
Gotcha.
And you can't dive, or you shouldn't, because you got to fly.
Right.
So we only spent a day over there, but we went to Hollywood, and we hooked up this thing at the Magic Castle. And I'm talking about it because you ought to do it. If you can find someone that you know will let you in, or some guys on the street and say, psh, hey, you want to get in the Magic Castle? Here, I got something for you, buddy.
Hey, you want to buy an O?
Yeah. Yeah, get hooked up, because you'll be glad you did. It's a very cool thing for sure. All right, look, hour two of Scuba Radio's on deck. We're going to check in with our friends from Mel Fisher's, as well as tell you about a very special event coming up this week with our friends from Explorer Ventures. You are going to not want to miss this because this is huge, huge news. You'll hear all about it in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to that. That's why it's hot.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.